You with me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I just needed to dictate. So Tamika, TamikaWebbert, 62071, today's 11/12/2025. This is a 53-year-old woman who was recently placed on hospice with history of degenerative disease of the nervous system. Patient MMAC is at 31 centimeter. Patient has lost weight. She recently also received a stimulator in her left knee, right above the knee, to help her control her pain. She has a history of Feldback syndrome, and she's taking hydrocodone 10-325 three times a day, period. Knee paragraph. Patient had been on blood pressure medication before, but was had been taken off of it because of a syncopal episode, but recently her blood pressure has been elevated. So she's been placed back on lisinopril 2.5 milligram once a day, period. The patient has a PPS of 40%. Her FASD score is 6E. She has a very flat affect, most likely because of pain. Put on top of the page, she was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, as well as evaluation of her abdominal pain. Now, come back. Next paragraph, as far as her abdominal pain is concerned, she did have a Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N, procedure for severe gastroesophageal reflux. Recently, prior to hospice placement, she had an EGD, which was negative, mainly and a colonoscopy because she'd been having symptoms of bowel incontinence, especially in the evening, at night. I've recommended, I'm going to recommend to the medical director Protonix 40 milligram once a day and Bentyl on a PRN basis to help with the symptoms of her pain, period. Patient has ADL dependency and, as I mentioned, issues with bowel and bladder incontinence from time to time, period. Patient is homebound. Let's see, what else should we say about her? She had initially lost down to 142 pounds, and she said she doesn't eat very much and may have lost some more because she's afraid to eat because of her abdominal pain issues. And let's see if there's anything else we should say. Today's finding, once again, was discussed with the hospice medical director. The blood pressure per review of the patient nursing notes indicates that the blood pressure has been stable, around 130 over 60s with the help of lisinopril 2.5 milligram, which you will continue to take at this time. Also, change the MAC down. Patient's MAC has dropped from 31 to 30.5 on the right arm. Patient has a history of depression related to her chronic back pain and Feldback syndrome. She states that she's not contemplating hurting herself or others, and her pain appears to be more stable with the hydrocodone 10-325 three times a day on board. Thank you.